This is Nikki Bruno with the Epic Comeback Podcast, where absolute warrior women who have gone through total caca, as well as the people who work with those women and on helping them get through that difficult times, give you advice on how to get to the other side of what you're going through. Today is a special day because I have my first male guest. His name is Herman Jaramillo. I'm so happy to have you with me, Herman. Welcome to the Epic Comeback Podcast.
Nikki, I'm very honored to be your first male guest here on the show and to be able to be of service to other people. Thank you so much for this great opportunity.
It's my pleasure, Herman. Thank you. So, Herman, please introduce yourself to us. Tell us who you are, where you're from, and what keeps you busy during the day.
Okay, I do intuitive mindset coaching. I was born in Chicago. At 11 years old, I came to live to Colombia. I was an entrepreneur since I was 8 years old, sold everything I could, worked at Tower Records, then had a pizza chain here in Colombia. In the middle of all of that, after having a very difficult relationship with my father of abuse, verbally and emotionally, I thought if I had a lot of money, I would be able to be happy. So I tried everything I could, even almost went into illegal businesses to try to get this. And fortunately, nothing resulted. I lost it all. And after being an atheist for 14 years, I started to do coaching and therapy, and from angel therapy to medium to psychic to coaching to working with addicts, entrepreneurs. And this has been a beautiful journey, first for me to be able to get my life in order, to be able to have a different relationship with my father. My mother passed away when I was 18 years old. And so I was left with him alone. So I had to do something with him. And fortunately, all of this has worked out for me. And after being able to see changes, I said, I have to share this to the world. So yeah, that's where I started to study everything I could to be able to share this to everybody else.
What an incredible journey, Herman. I'm so excited to get your perspective on the questions that I'm going to be asking you today. And the first one is this. I know that you have worked with women as well as couples who have been through really traumatic situations. Would you please summarize for us, give us some examples of what the women and couples that you work with have gone through and what tends to be the worst part for them?
First of all, abuse is the main thing there. From verbal, emotional, sexual, and physical abuse, not only in their childhood years, but also during the relationships. And mainly what affects them a lot is the shame and guilt that they have towards believing it's their fault, first of all. And second, that they have to change. So in a relationship, their partner can change, and low self-esteem that they have creates a dependency, which they believe it's love, towards their partner. And here's the idea, is to help them understand, to release that guilt, release that shame, and to be able to understand what is real love so they can have a successful and healthy relationship with their partner.
Oh, that's amazing. So I want to dig in a little bit deeper about what you're saying about love. So in an abusive relationship, if what exists in that relationship isn't actually love, what is it then?
Since we were little, we created emotional voids because our caregivers made us be somebody different than we truly are, because we needed, and so we needed to adapt to them, and we became what they needed us to be so they would not reject us. We need to belong. That's part of our essence as a human being. So we became this different kind of person, but at the same time, we grew up with these wounds. When we look for a partner, we're looking from that childhood wounds to find a partner can help us fix those problems from when we were little, and our partner looks for somebody else. So that's where we go into those cliches. I felt like I've met you all my life. You compliment me. You're perfect for me. What would I do without you, and all of this. But what we're bringing back is we're projecting onto our partner, our parent, whomever it is. So, and that person is also doing that with us. So unfortunately, the love is set aside and it becomes dependency, and we tend to use the other person. That's where we become codependent. I need you instead of wanting to be with you. With you, I cannot live. So, but we tend to confuse it because we see in the movies and everywhere else, the more quote unquote, I love you, which is the more I'm with you, we believe that's love. And in each one of us becomes or a parent or a child. And the difference is the parent is the one that's trying to save, to help, to cure the other person. The child always is the one that asks for help, asks for permission, brings all the drama. And both of them create a perfect dynamic of one helping the other being saved and appreciating the other person because he or she was saved. That can sometimes change, but and there's a saying in Colombia, what you don't resolve comes back. So a lot of the times we're tired of these relationships. We break it up to go back to the same one. And that's where we say all men are this or all women are like this or I'm karma or past lives or I'm the unluckiest person in the world. But unless we don't see this pattern that we're looking for, it's very hard for us to break it.
I really appreciate that explanation, Herman, because what you just explained and went through, these are kind of psychological dynamics that most people don't learn and most people don't understand. And so I really appreciate that your perspective on that dynamic of what a relationship that we call true love could actually be something totally different. So the next Yes. question that I would love to ask you, Herman, is, it must be really rewarding for you to witness your clients get to the other side of something really difficult, such as going through abuse. What for your clients and what for you when you witness it is the best thing for your clients? What's rewarding for them about getting to the other side? Like, what's possible for them once they've gotten there?
One thing is to discover who they truly are, because they have first become somebody different to adapt. So it's like, wow, this is me. Finally, I feel free. It's like I can extend my wings and finally, yeah, it's be me. It's something very beautiful. To release that guilt and that shame of being themselves, of what they do and who they are. So they won't feel this part of, I cannot be me. And that's one of the saddest things for people. Like, I have to ask for permission. Now I can truly be me. And one step is to create true relationships with everybody else, not only their parents, but with their friends, coworkers, their bosses, everybody else, because they stop projecting and stop needing everybody else to fill those voids for them because they already filled it up with themselves. So it's true empowerment. It's true feeling that point of like, yes, this is me. And I believe that's the ultimate freedom and love and happiness that you can have in your life.
I'm so with you on that. Absolutely. Like, that really is true liberation, to be who you actually are. What an amazing thing that must be to witness and to guide your clients towards. So beautiful.
So, yeah, and let me add something else here. Sure. And also without the resentment towards anybody else, because they will learn. There are a lot of tools, but it's like, it's nobody else's fault. It's not my fault. It's my responsibility, but I learn how to work with it and I don't have to blame anybody else either, which is very important here.
Perfect distinction between whether something is your fault or something is your responsibility. Definitely yes. Very two very different things that when you, I feel like when you master the difference between fault and responsibility, it's just such a huge step forward in somebody's personal development and in somebody's kind of emotional intelligence and health. Absolutely. So we've come now to Herman to kind of the essence of this podcast, which is, what is one piece of advice that you would give to our listeners right now who are women who are going through something traumatic right now? They're in the middle of crisis right now and they're thinking, how am I going to get through this? So how would you advise them to approach getting to the other side of what they're going through?
This might sound a little different from what normally we hear, but I would first say to somebody, it's not your fault. You've never done anything bad. And there's nothing you need to forgive about yourself. Why? Because all that you've been doing and continue doing is based on the tools, the knowledge, the experience and the situation that you are. Today, it's very easy for us to go back and say, I screwed up, I did all this wrong. Today, it's more supporting myself. It's having the courage of saying, why did I do this? What was I looking for? What is the wound that I was trying to heal through this? And understand that. It's a very compassionate way of first looking at yourself. Because we can go to strategies and say, start doing meditation or all these different kinds of things. Yeah, that's short term for me. This is creating a different relationship and saying, I really, truly accept myself. Yeah, the results that I've had, I don't like them. Perfect. But first of all, understand why I did it. I cannot put a person that's never driven a car to drive a car and not get in an accident. That's impossible. Also for us, a lot of people don't know about a relationship, don't know how to live our lives. We've been taught through fear. So it's first of all, understanding, it's really looking at ourselves in the mirror and saying, I love you, I accept you, and thank you for what you have done. Because it's all towards self-love. Everything that we do is towards self-love, self-preservation, survival. And it's the most important thing. We've never done anything bad towards hurting ourselves, even though it might look that way, or people might tell us. But first of all, there's no self-forgiveness. Really, truly accept yourself and say, thank you for what I've done.
I feel relief and gratitude toward you listening to you say that. Listening to you say, and I know as a coach and as somebody who works with people who are moving on from something and who are healing from something and becoming someone they want to be, that it's sometimes it's just that bit of permission that we, in a kind and very genuine way, give to someone else to say, you get to love yourself. You are perfect the way you are. It's not your fault.
It's really, you don't have to improve your life. You don't improve your life. You change it because you never done anything wrong. There's no improving here.
That's a really powerful concept. Herman, since we are all about being epic on this podcast, if you could have any superpower, what would it be?
It would be self-compassion. It would be just sitting with yourself, appreciating, loving yourself, and being grateful for who you are and who you've been. That's the biggest one, humility towards that.
Awesome. That's really awesome. I have a feeling you already have that superpower. So I hope you enjoy it.
I'm a work in progress, but yes.
There you go. Yeah, sometimes things can sound simple and take a lifetime to master.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Herman, thank you so much for being my guest today. Where can we find you online?
My webpage is Herman Jaramillo, which is Herman, HermanJaramillo.com. That's my webpage. And there you can contact me in any case you want to talk.
Wonderful, wonderful. So ladies and gents, this is Nikki Bruno and Herman Jaramillo with the Epic Comeback Podcast. If you're looking for more great ideas on staging an epic comeback in your life after some absolute caca, please go to theepiccomeback.com.